All right. Without realizing, we give out the word of knowledge. Some people think that what is the word knowledge? Is it prophecy? No, it's not prophecy. It's something that we get to have a knowledge beyond our own comprehension, supernaturally. It's not something to do with somebody giving us knowledge, somebody's telling us what to say. It just, actually, it is somebody telling us what to say. It is Holy Spirit. It's not given by man. It's not something we learn, but it was done by Holy Spirit. We say something to somebody, or even to ourselves, about the situation that's going to happen or already happened. And when it comes true, when it happens, we are the one who gets surprised more than anyone else. Why? Because the word of knowledge is given, and we happen to be the one in the middle of it. When that happened among the Christians, that we give a glory to God and we thank God for that extra gift. However, among the non-Christian, what do they call it? They call it psychic. And you can channel with somebody, you channel through some dead person or reading the palm. By the way, when you look at the palm, you see a bunch of lines. That's about it. It doesn't mean a thing to you or to me. So don't depend on that thing. The psychic is known as a paranormal capability, and it gives extra edge to somebody who speaks that kind of thing. And when that happens, when that thing comes true, they get the credit and they won't make sure everybody knows about it. Actually, behind the scene, a lot of you know, and some of you don't know, now you will know, demons are behind the scene. Can demons know about it? Yes and no. Demon, if I'm a demon, I will make sure it's going to happen. If I'm going to cause somebody to stumble, I'm going to make it happen, sure. Make sure that happens, and I'm going to tell somebody who is demon-possessed, such as a psychic people, let them know that it's going to happen. So it's, in a way, is rigged up. We are going to have an illusionist guy named Dennis Zak. He has a very fast hand. Be careful when you're around him. He might take the wallet out of your pocket, and he will give it back to you after he used a few credit cards from yours. No, he won't. He will be here on March 18th. I asked him to talk about psychics. I specifically asked him to talk about psychics. So he will give you information that something I don't know about. And some of you watched the 2020. Remember they made a special report for the psychics? It's hoax. Nothing more than hoax. One of the gifts God designated for us is the word of knowledge. It's given by the Holy Spirit when the situation occurs. We find it as a second gift in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 8. Let's read that portion. Before we read, let's go to the throne. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your presence in this midst of us. Yes, as we sang, we exalt your name. We thank you for your loving grace in Christ Jesus. Because of him, we can dare to come to the throne boldly. And knowing that our names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We love you. We thank you again for Jesus Christ. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, verse 8 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12. For to one is given the word of wisdom through the Spirit, to another word of knowledge through the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gift of the healings by the same Spirit, to another working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of the spirits, to another different kinds of tongues, to another interpretation of tongues. But one and the same Spirit works all these things, distributing to each one individually as he wills. Word knowledge is defined this way: ability to understand God's truth to a definite particular situation. Let me read it for you for those who write. The word knowledge is ability to understand God's truth to a definite and particular situation. Wisdom is a practical thing. Wisdom is, you know the difference between wisdom and knowledge. Knowledge is a pile of information. Is it practical? I'm going to put the one person in the place. Like a Carl. He watches History Channel often. He has a knowledge beyond I can comprehend. You ask him just about anything, he can give you the background history. Can he apply into everything? No. That's a knowledge. Wisdom is a practical application. What we know and how we can apply. Jack Laverty is a great with a great train. If you have any questions for a train, go ask him. He will tell you. He will give you the size of box card and how it's made. Can he operate the train? Probably not. He liked to. He really liked to have a real choo-choo train in his backyard. He liked to have a little quarters to attach with that choo-choo train place. So it's one thing to know about all the boxcar size, but it's another thing to he can operate the choo-choo train. So if you consider the operating capability is wisdom, what he knows is knowledge. So wisdom is a practical thing, and knowledge that without wisdom can be dangerous. Great example. How many of you guys know the meaning of a hacker? Hacker? You know, computer hackers. They are very, very smart people. I mean, they're so smart, it's not even funny. They can hack into this computer system and defense department from scratch. And they can go into back door. I think I know a little bit about internet, but what I know to compare with them is nothing. They know so well, but they don't use it for good use. What's the reason for the hacker? It's nothing more than pride. I got in that system. And some people, I heard that there's a red hacker, there's a black hacker, there's a white hacker. White hacker is just going in and don't do anything. Legally, they cannot do a thing about it. If I hack into some bank system and just taking a look at all the people's money situation and I walk out, and you cannot do a thing about it because it's not legal property. Real property. It's not trespass. And red hacker, this is knowledge. It has nothing to do with the real thing. It's not a wisdom. Red hackers, they go in and they mess up the few systems. And they leave a mark, then like a code name and walk out. Now, black hacker is the problem. They go in, they siphon the money, and then make a few million dollars in a couple minutes and walk out. Meanwhile, they already prepared us all the money, all the way to get how to distribute the money so nobody knows about it. Hackers know they have knowledge, but they do not have a wisdom. We can do the same thing. We can have a knowledge kazoo from the Bible. Barry Smith and I went to the missions conference. We were sitting at the table, and I surprised the two very, very smart pastors. They are scholars. We were sitting with a missionary from Mexico. We were talking about Bibles, and I said, "What is the best version?" And you guys know that that's my hot button. I said, "It doesn't matter what kinds of version you use." The best version is the one you understand. And I don't care if some people don't care about the NIV or New King James, or, particular things, that really doesn't matter. And I kind of glance over those two scholars. They had that horrified look. You mean, how dare you say about NIV is an okay version? Why not? If you can understand the King James doesn't mean a thing to you. And we are going, as we talked about, we are going to pray for this country, the persecuted countries, and our brothers and sisters in that country. They don't have a King James Bible. Are they a third-class citizen in the heaven? No, they are dying for Christ. They are better than me. They are better than you. By the way, Pam, we are going to order the magazine, the Words of Martyrs. And I just happen to have one magazine here. I will show you. There is a 17-year-old Pakistani gal. She's beautiful, isn't she? If you can see it. Yeah, you cannot see it. Half of her face is burned. Somebody threw the acid on her face. Because he's a Christian. She's a Christian. And I think you can see this one. Man in a white robe. He's a Christian. Being chained and being drugged around like a dog. Because he's a Christian. He didn't do anything. Just being a Christian. We're going to pray for these people. By the way, they don't read the King James Bible. Are they third-class citizens? No. They're better than me, better than you. Because they stand up against the persecution. I hope we have enough faith in God to stand up against the persecution, real persecution. I'm not talking about somebody calling us Bible thumper. Whoop-de-doo. That's not what I'm talking about. How did I get into that thing? Anyway, so word of knowledge is knowing things supernaturally and things we have no idea in natural realm. It's only given by the revelation of the Holy Spirit. So we have to depend on Him. There's two incidents. I was preparing this study and I asked the Lord, give me a biblical example. And I was twiddling my thumb, and then the Lord gave me right away. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings chapter 6. 2 Kings is located right before the 1 Chronicles. 2 Kings chapter 6 in the Old Testament, verse 8. Now the king of Assyria was making war against Israel, and he consulted with his servants, saying, my camp will be in such and such a place, and the man of God, who is the man of God? In this case, Elisha. Not Elijah, it's Elisha. Sent to the king of Israel, saying, beware that you do not pass this place, for the Syrian army is coming down there. Then the king of Israel sent someone to the place of which the man of God had told him. Thus he warned him, and he was watchful there, not just once or twice. Therefore the heart of the king of Syria was greatly troubled by these things. And he called his servant and said to them, will you not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? In other words, he was looking for the traitor. And then one of his servants said, none, my lord the king, but Elisha the prophet who is in Israel tells the king of Israel the word that you speak in your bedroom. Each time the Syrian king was talking, making a strategy against Israel, it's been known to Elisha. How? The word of knowledge. Holy Spirit is giving him the word and knowledge so that he can pass the information to the Israeli king. Again, then I asked the Lord, okay, I need one more example, and preferably New Testament. And he was a great, very gracious to me, and he gave me the information. Book of Acts, chapter 5, please. Book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1. Some of you guys know this story. But a certain man named Ananias, with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession. And he kept back a part of the proceeds, his wife also being aware of it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled your heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and keep back the part of the price of the land for you, yourself? While it remains, was it not your own? After it was sold, was it not in your own control? Why have you conceived these things in your heart that you have not lied to the man but to God? Then Ananias, hearing this word, fell down and breathed his last. So great fear came upon all those who heard these things. And the young man rose and wrapped him up and carried him out and buried him. Now it was about 3 hours later than when his wife came in without not knowing what had happened. And Peter answered her, tell me whether you sold the land for so much. She said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said to her, how is that you have agreed together to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, feet of those who have buried your husband at the door, and they will carry you out. Then immediately she fell down at the feet and breathed her last. The young man came in and found her dead and carrying her out and buried her by her husband. So great fear came upon all the churches and upon all who heard these things. Before we go any further, this is the portion. Those who are in the camp, they said, if you blaspheme the Holy Spirit, you cannot be saved. You will not enter into the kingdom of God. This is the portion they often use. Because they lied to the Holy Spirit, that's why they died. No, as we learn, blaspheming the Holy Spirit has to be within the context. Blaspheming the Holy Spirit is denying the salvation through Jesus Christ. Has nothing to do with the lying to the Holy Spirit. Well, if that's the case, we lie to God. How? Just about every time we sing to God. It's that all to Him I belong, and we sing that, and Jesus is the only one I love. And I say, yeah, right. If that's the case, we will be all dead. But we still alive because the mercy of God is continuous. Back to the story. Apostle Peter, who was a simple fisherman at the before Christ, now he is known as Apostle Peter. He received the gift of the word of knowledge to understand what this Ananias and Sapphira did. How that applies to us. I came up with the four, the Lord gave me the four things. To use, to exercise the word of knowledge, we must remember the four things. Number one, courage. Number two, obedience. Number three, common courtesy. Number four, love. Let's go one at a time. Number one, we need to have a courage to exercise word of knowledge. Why? What's the courage? Word of knowledge is not always pleasant. Sometimes it comes to you, it comes to me, that we have to reveal to somebody that may not be exactly pleasant to hear. Why? It can be hidden sin. Let's say, here's Johnny talking to Charlie, and Charlie is doing wrong thing. Let's say he was sleeping with his girlfriend. And Johnny, being his best friend, Johnny went to Charlie and said, Charlie, I got to talk to you. You're doing something wrong. And Charlie said, Like what? And John said, you're sleeping with your girlfriend. No, I did not. You're supposed to be my best friend. You cannot say that kind of thing. John had to be courageous to say that kind of thing. Before we go to second. Courageous is one thing. Being just dumb is another thing. We have to be careful how we exercise the word knowledge. We're going to visit that a little bit later. Obedience. If the Johnny didn't obey God's word, and being a friend, being a best friend, he's supposed to talk to Charlie about fornication, he's supposed to do it. He should be obedient enough to go to Charlie, hey, you're doing wrong. If he doesn't do that, guess what? Charlie is still in sin, correct? Because he's going through that fornication. And Johnny is in sin of what? Disobedience. So if the Lord give you the word of knowledge, you must do it. But I'm going to ask you to go through the four steps. Courage, and the second thing, obedience, and third is common courtesy. Before we blab around that word of knowledge, before Johnny go talk to Charlie, in the midst of everybody, all the congregation, hey, you scum, you're sleeping with your girlfriend. Is it something he's supposed to say in front of everyone? Is it something he go to the man and talk to him in person? In my thought, according to word of God, if person is a sin, go talk to person alone. If that person is continuing sin, take somebody with you. If that person is continuing sin, bring it to the church and rebuke him publicly. So my recommendation is do according to Bible way. As a matter of fact, I got a phone call for somebody from who came to our church a couple times, and say that, well, the person who is in your church is causing a problem to me. I'm not supposed to scratch. Around my neck, or special around my microphone. And I asked that person, so did you go talk to that person? Go talk to that person. And if still that person doesn't think through, then take somebody with you. After that, you come talk to me. We have to go through each step according to Bible way. We cannot just jump ahead and, rebuking somebody publicly unless we went through the steps. So if I tell you to do that kind of thing, please listen to me. Because I'm telling you according to Bible way. So that's the common courtesy. Fourth, remember, when we give a word of knowledge, we have to do with one thing in mind, to restore that person back so that that person will not be lost in the Satan's grip. So we have to come to that person with a love, with a courtesy, with an obedience heart for God, and with a courage in our heart. All rolled in one in love. We have to come to him in love for the idea of restoration. Is the word of knowledge always revealing the sin? No, it's not. It has many other ways. It can be word of knowledge for the, for example, building situation as we face. And I say, well, I want a building like this. And the various means come along and say, idiot, you cannot build the building like that. Why not? Because you need a foundation. Duh. We need the word of knowledge for one another, to help one another. But we have to put the word of knowledge with a proper aspect. We have to do it according to God's way. So I recommend you to go through these four steps: courage, obedience, common courtesy, most of all in love. Okay? Anyone have a question regarding word of knowledge? Yes.
Mm-hmm. The word of knowledge comes from the Holy Spirit. Stop touching, please. So in that hypothetical, I'm confused. You mean they were friends, and just out of the blue, the Holy Spirit revealed that to him, or he saw some evidences and went to the...
Can be both. Can be both. Let's say, I'm just making an example again. Johnny was passing by Charlie's home early in the morning, and the girlfriend is coming out of her home. Okay, and you see Johnny look at it and say, okay, she could stop by there to drop off something or more than that. Now, guessing game is one thing, but when the word of knowledge comes, it comes very clearly, you know it. And it's a matter of being in tune with the Holy Spirit. When it comes without any doubt. Now, can we have a doubt? Yes. Because we're trying to squirm, we're trying to backstroke. We don't want to do it. I don't want to confront that person. So we try to put the doubt into it. When it comes, you'll know. Any other question? That happened to me before. Actually, that example was the exact example that I confronted a friend of mine. And he didn't like it. Tough.
Mm-hmm.
When the word of knowledge comes to you, as I said, without a doubt, and you have to do it in spite of the possible rejection from the best family member or friend, whoever that person is, and it can happen to somebody totally you don't know. Now, you still have to go do it with the four steps.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to be careful, but you still have to be obedient. Before we give a word of knowledge, it's not something we just blurt it out. We have to do it prayerfully. We have to do it very prayerfully. So we don't hurt somebody just because we feel like we want to be the one who show off our spiritual gift. Just because one time we had a word of knowledge, that doesn't mean we have it all the time. If you notice, it says Holy Spirit determines. That means He gives a gift one time, and then He may not give it to you until next time. It's not something like healing. Well, TV evangelists, TV Bible teachers, they think they have a healing gift all the time. No, it's not. It's not them healing people anyway. It's the Holy Spirit who's healing people, and they think it happens. Lay hands on them all the time. They are, number one, they are not apostles. They cannot just cure everyone. Only apostles heal the people at wills. They are not. So it's an abused area, very, very abused area. So we have to be careful, but at the same time, we have to be obedient to the Holy Spirit. The more we read the Word, we will become sensitive to the Holy Spirit. We'll know. And that's the main purpose of the afterglow, like tonight. Mark, where are you? Come on up, so we can... Yes, Jenny? No, not necessarily. It can be Christian, it can be the non-believers too. It can happen any time. I mean, it can be non-Christian, and let's make another example. A person is about to drive to somewhere, and you know that person is going to have an accident. and God talks to you, and you better listen and tell him. You may consider not going there, so on. This scenario can apply to many different directions. Yes, one more.
Can a word of knowledge be combined with prophecy? The example I'm thinking when I hear a pastor, preacher say that you have something physically wrong and God is healing it?
Good question. Word of knowledge can be given from the pulpit and can be given with a mixture of the prophecy too. And I was told by many people in the middle of my teaching, I said something that applied exactly into their situation. And they asked me, how did you know it was in my situation? My situation is like that. I don't. I just prepared the word and that happened. So the word of knowledge is often given in the middle of the teaching. Yeah, it can be mixed with the prophecy too. All right.